Hi, come in, have a seat. I Miss Bucket was supposed to be interviewing you today. However, there was a very unfortunate incident in the break room at lunchtime involving a peach. But listen, please don't be nervous. I know it's unusual for me to be interviewing you direct, but rest assured, I'll go easy on you. So I have your application here. Okay. Okay. No, sorry. I like to go through every application personally. I know not everyone does, but I like to make sure that I'm being very thorough. You've given some really good answers here, and there's just a couple of things that I want to go over with you face to face. The first one is your previous relationships. I'm not going to be prying for too much detail, so I don't want you to worry about that. I have a few reasons here of why they ended, and I just want you to say yes or no to whatever applies. This data is really just for administrative purposes. So first one, infidelity. Okay. Two, it's not you, it's me. Okay. Three, it's just bad timing. Okay. And four, we're just better off as friends. Yeah, that one stings, doesn't it? Okay. Good. Okay. The next thing, this is just a bit of fun. I have 10 random scenarios here. I want you to pick one of them and give me your answer. And I don't want you to think too deeply about this. I just want you to kind of say the first thing that comes into your mind. Okay. So pick a number. Good. Okay. Okay, this is a good one. All right. Here's the scenario. You come home one evening, you walk in the front door, there's candles burning, soft music playing. You walk in, I'm sitting at the table in nothing but lingerie, and you quickly realise that it's our anniversary and you forgot. So, what do you do to salvage the evening? Okay. All right. Good answer. Okay. And the next thing I wanted to bring up with you was the hobbies that you've put down. Swimming, hiking, reading. Are these really your hobbies? It seems a little vanilla. Okay, I'm going to be really honest with you here. The reason why I'm asking is because I've seen your Reddit profile and the throwaway account. I know exactly the kind of thing that you're into. It's okay, you don't need to be bashful, there's no judgment here. In fact, if I can draw your attention to this screenshot, I think you'll find that we've had a previous interaction. Don't blush. I've been wondering what that tongue does ever since. There is one last thing that's not technically a part of the interview. If you're willing, I want you to to get up, lock that door, and come back here and fuck me on this desk. Good girl.